Good evening. This past week, I had the opportunity to visit my family down at the Jersey Shore. And there, in the mix of the crowd, the center of attention was my youngest niece, Bridget Mary. And while only 15 months old, she definitely is a big girl now, because this summer, little Bridget began walking on her own. And those tiny baby steps are really big steps for her as she navigates both the indoors and the outdoors, as she gives my brother a workout, and as she really acts like Miss Big Shot. Last night, as I often do on Friday nights, I was with our Philadelphia Courage group. Not big shots, but big people. Walking the walk of Christian life. Courage is a Catholic 12-step support group for men and women who have same-sex attraction and are seeking to live a chaste and holy life amidst all the storms. With those two things in mind, the word step has been much on my mind this week. And that whether it's little Bridget or the men and women of courage, the importance of taking steps. And so it might not be a surprise to you that tonight's gospel, the line that comes out to me is Matthew 14, verse 29. Wow. Jesus said to Peter, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. My friends, can we even begin to imagine what that must have been like to see Peter step out of that boat and put his foot on that water? Oftentimes in this gospel, we focus on the wind or the lack of faith or the sinking and the saving of Peter. But tonight, let's just think of that little step, which was a big one. It wasn't a foolish step. For you or me, you know, to try to walk on water would be foolish. You'd be stupid. You're psychotic or just out of your mind, drunk. But that's not the scene here. It's actually the one thing that Peter asked for. It's the fourth watch of the night. It's anywhere from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And they see the ghost or Jesus walking on water. And Peter actually says, he says, "Lord, if it is you, command that I walk toward you on the water." I would have said something different. "Lord, if it is you, stop this storm." "Lord, if it is you, dot, dot, dot." Peter's unique request was answered in that verse. Jesus said, "Come." And Peter did. And even if it lasted for just a moment before he sank, what a moment! What faith! What trust! What love. And while Jesus will correct him for his lack of faith, for his distraction, for his pride, no doubt Peter took a big step that night. And his life and his walk with the Lord would be different. Oh, he would mess up again. We could list them all through the Gospels. But how different after that first step, what about us and our walk? What's the Lord inviting of us, inviting of me, inviting of you now? As we begin to enter the full routine and all that is typical of that, we get back to normal, whatever normal is. Might there be something more, something new? I think so. And if you've ever watched a little baby learn to walk, if you've ever been involved in any 12-step group, perhaps you're in one, you know that not only is the first step the most important step, but the most important step is always the next step. And the same is true for each one of us. So what's the next step, Lord? And give me the desire to will it. Give me the courage to do it. Will we fall? Probably. Bridget has black and blue marks all over her. The men and women of courage, well, their black and blue marks are a little different, but they're there. Peter, he probably would never forget the taste of Lake Galilee in his mouth, in his ears. But they all have faith. They all grew in faith and are growing in it. May the same be said of us. And as this summer comes to a transition, perhaps we can make that our prayer. Lord, give me a growing faith, a living faith, a courageous faith, so that I may take that next step. Because anything else is no faith at all. Anything else is just routine. Lord, spare us from that type of faith and give us real faith that takes and is unafraid of the next step.